News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
It's October and there's a nip in the air, at least in Delhi. I'm Shayoni Iyer. Diwali is around the corner, but it's not bringing joy for everyone. These people have accounts with the Punjab and Maharashtra Bank, the bank that's been more or less sealed by the RBI after it found that a real estate company was basically using it as its own personal piggy bank. That move also left all of these people out in the cold because they couldn't withdraw money from their own accounts. First, the government said 10,000 rupees in 6 months. Then they upped that to 25,000. But imagine if you had all your money in one bank account and suddenly all you had was 25,000 to last out 6 months, wouldn't you be upset? These people have been protesting in Mumbai for the last 18 days. And today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman finally responded.
Cooperative banks normally, as are many banks, all banks are regulated by the Reserve Bank of India.
Okay, so she passed the buck. She thinks it's the RBI's problem. What did the protesters think of that?
Sir, agar aap sachi puchenge to main satisfied. Ye government ke liye koi bahut bada cheez nahi hai. Ye bahut choti cheez hai jo government ek second mein resolve kar sakti hai. Aur jo bank ke bare mein mujhe samjhaya, mujhe usse koi lena dena nahi hai.
The government needs to do way, way more than just promise to speak to the RBI governor. Fake accounts were created to show fake loans in the names of dead people, all to hide the fact that PMC Bank was being milked by one real estate company, the Housing Development and Infrastructure Limited, run by one family, the Wadhwans. And what are the chances that similar stuff is happening in other banks? Uncle Sam, once the policeman of the world, is now basically bailing out of Syria and leaving everyone else to deal with the fallout. Now, news broke last night that Turkey has started operations in northeast Syria. Hundreds of civilians have started fleeing. CNN's Clarissa Ward reports from there.
We're here on the road out of the town of Ras Al Ain. It is a chaotic situation. The streets, roads just choked full of cars filled with families desperate to get out of here. None of them understanding exactly what is going on. We saw at least one building that appeared to be on fire.
A man-made refugee crisis. Donald Trump's threatening tweets to Turkey this week make it clear that he knew that this would be the fallout. And for Turkey, they think the Kurds are terrorists and they're next door. With the US getting out of the area, there's the risk of the Kurds taking over control of North Syria. Not what Turkey wants at all. It wants to set up 400 kilometers of buffer area and resettle Syrian refugees there, 2 million of them. But the Kurds won't give up the land without a fight. That's understandable. And Donald Trump's decision is nothing short of a betrayal. And his defense sounds bizarre.
The Kurds are fighting for their land, just so you understand. And as somebody wrote in a very, very powerful article today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example.
Normandy? You know, Saving Private Ryan? D-Day? The largest landing by the Allies on the beaches of France in the Second World War? The Kurds were nowhere in the picture. You know, I'm starting to agree with all the people who think that Trump's Syrian drama is just to distract from the impeachment crisis at home. And how ironic is it that the man who's triggered a fresh refugee crisis in Syria is also in the running for this year's Nobel Peace Prize? The winner will be announced within the next 24 hours. More than 300 nominees are in the race, including climate crusader Greta Thunberg.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Greta's already won the alternative Nobel, though. Also a frontrunner, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Yes, the one who won hearts around the world with her response to the Christchurch mosque attack back in March.
We are a proud nation of more than 200 ethnicities, 160 languages. And amongst that diversity, we share common values. And the one that we place the currency on right now and tonight is our compassion. And secondly, the strongest possible condemnation of the ideology of the people who did this. You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
And there are other contenders too. Reporters Without Borders and the Hong Kong protesters. I've got my fingers crossed for Jacinda though. Okay, my favorite story today. Iran is playing Cambodia in a World Cup qualifier this evening. And for the first time in 40 years, women will be at the stadium to watch the match live. FIFA had to order Iran to sell tickets to women, threatening to suspend Iran otherwise. Iran's clerics apparently want to shield women from the masculine atmosphere and the sight of semi-clad men at football matches. Okay. You'll have to do a lot more than banning women from football matches if you want to protect them from masculine atmosphere. Anyway, so FIFA was forced to act after the case of the Blue Girl. This was an Iranian woman who set herself on fire and died after she tried to get in to watch a match dressed as a man. She got caught and then was charged with being out in public without a hijab. Today, thousands of women are at the Azadi Stadium in Tehran, and they'll be remembering the Blue Girl, Seher Khodiari, and they'll be that one step closer to Azadi. Drive-Thru will be back tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. I'm Shayani Iyer. Enjoy your evening.
News 18 Drive-Thru with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.